Now we come to Suratul Mujadila. The first four ayat of Suratul Mujadila, they discuss a particular issue of family laws. But the rest of the 18 ayat, they give us a picture of two parties. Party of Satan, party of Allah. As we have seen, when you know this da'wah, this call to Allah, and the call to establish the system of justice given by Allah, when this da'wah is given, there is bound to be a resistance. Then there will be a polarization in this society. Some people who come, accept the call, they are ready to devote their lives, even lay down their lives, for the cause of establishing the deen of Allah. They are the party of Allah. Ulaika Hizbullah. They are the party of Allah. And there are those who oppose it, truth and name. Even they sacrifice their lives to protect their interests. But they are the party of Shaitan. Ulaika Hizbul Shaitan. So this has to be identified. This struggle, this conflict. If we have the concept of mazhab, there is no conflict whatsoever. You go to your church, I am going to my mosque. That's all. He is going to the temple, he is going to the synagogue. Nothing. No argument. But regarding the system, a few people here are resenting these multinationals. What is happening? What happened in Seattle? But we see them happen. So, when there is the question of system, it's a different matter. When only it's a system of belief and a system of some modes of worship and some rites and rituals and some feasts, okay, you can have yours, I can have mine. But this conflict, if you want to establish the deen of Allah, then there is going to be a conflict. No escape. So this surah mainly, but you know that Hizb al-Shaitan consists of two types of people. One are who are openly opposed, the disbelievers, the rejecters of the faith. And there is the other element, the hypocrites, who are legally with the Muslims, with the Hezbollah, but they are the fifth columnist. Fifth column. They look to the interest of the kuffar, working against the interest of Hezbollah. So this is very important surah regarding this. One thing must be clear here. This establishment of the deen of Allah is not possible without a party. Individuals cannot do it. It's very simple, very logical. An individual can go on calling and calling and calling and calling. But he cannot establish the system of Allah without having a party. If he doesn't get a party, okay, he won't be able to establish. If there was no party available to Nuh alayhi salam, no harm to Nuh. The people were drowned. Muhammad got sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a party. People who were ready to sacrifice their life, to spend everything they had. So then there was a struggle, there was a conflict, which reached the level of armed conflict. The polarization became complete. Hezbollah versus Hizb al-Shaitan. And then you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the help, and the deen of Allah was established. But party is the solution. So first of all, please note that if you have the concept of Islam as that of a deen, you must think that to strive to establish the deen of Allah is farz. Farz-e-ayn. It's a duty. It's obligatory. Not something additional. Not something optional. No. It's not like tahajjud. No. Farz. Like the five prayers, like the fasting of month of Ramadan, number one. And number two, this is a fault which cannot be fulfilled without a party. Just as you cannot pray without wudu. Wudu is not required in itself. Wudu is the precondition, prerequisite for salah. Really what you want to do is salah, prayer. But for that is the precondition of wudu. In the same way, the fard is to establish the deen of Allah, to strive your hardest to establish the deen of Allah on earth. But the prerequisite that you should be a part of a party, belong to a party. If there is no party, you stand up, call people towards you. They will join hands with you, it will be a party. If you are two, you have to pray in a jama'ah. One is amat, the other is muqtadi. If there are two, you are a party. One is amir, the other is ma'mur. But not without the party. But when this party swells in numbers, and you know their commitment and depth of commitment reaches that level, and you know their determination to sacrifice everything reaches that level, required level, then there is a direct confrontation between haq and batil, between the truth and the falsehood, between the Hezbollah on one side and the Hizbul Shaitan on the other. This distinction between Hezbollah and Hizbul Shaitan is the main axis of this Surah Mujadala. But in the first four ayat, as I told, there is a special family law issue. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد سمع الله قول التي تجادلك في زوجها وتشتكي الى الله Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard the words of that woman who pleads with you, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concerning her husband and makes her plea to Allah. An incident took place of Ibn Thabit Ansari radiallahu anhu. He did zihar with his wife, Khawla bint Salaba. Zihar in the old Arab tradition was that if a husband said to his wife, you are to me like a mother, or like the back of my mother. Now we are separated, divorced, and there can be no, you know, union again. That's possible, no way. Complete, permanent separation. Now in a fit of anger, Auf ibn Thabit said this to his wife, Khawla bint Salaba. They had children. Now Khawla came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was weeping, crying. What shall I do? What has this my husband done? Where will these children go? How shall I support them? Weeping, crying. Oh, Muhammad, find some way for me. And the Prophet said, I don't find any way. No revelation has come to me up till now. But then the revelation comes. And Allah said, لَقَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَالَ الَّذِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا Oh, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily, indeed, Allah has heard the words of that woman who was pleading with you, O Prophet, concerning her husband. And also she was making pleas to Allah. Oh, Allah, send me. Open some door for me, O Allah. Where can I go? So Allah said, we have heard. وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَابُرَكُمَا And Allah was hearing the conversation between you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ Verily Allah is all seer and hearer. Now comes the solution. الَّذِينَ يُظَاهِرُونَ مِنْكُمْ مِنْ نِسَائِهِمْ Those of you who say concerning their wives, be as my mother's back, Mahunna ummahatihim in ummahatuhum illa Allah waladhum. They are not their mothers. Their mothers are only those who gave birth to them. Wa innahum la yaquluna munkaram min al-qawl. And surely they are saying a very loathsome word. Wazura and a lie. Inna Allah al-afoon ghafoor. Verily Allah is pardoning, forgiving. Waladhina izahiruna min nisa'in. Thumma yauduna lima qalu. As for those who do this zihar to their wives, but then they want to take back. فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ يَتَمَعَصَى So one slave has to be freed before the two of them touch one another. This is the following. ذَلِكُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ بِهِ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. This is to what you are exhorted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows and He is aware of what you are doing. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ, whosoever cannot free a slave, he doesn't have that much money with him to buy a slave and then free, set him free. فَسْيَامُ شَعْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ يَتَمَعَصَّى. So now he has to keep fast for 2 months, consecutive months, before the two of them touch one another. So man lam yastati, and if somebody is sick, ill, diabetic, for example, and he can't do it, so man lam yastati fa'itamu sittina miskinan, then he should feed 60 indigent persons. Zalika lituminu billahi wa rasulihi, and this is so that you should know and be convinced that you have the real faith in Allah and His Messenger. وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ. These are the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And for the disbelievers, there is a very painful chastisement. Now these are the 4 ayat which have a different issue altogether. But now the issue connected with Surah Al-Hadid. Because these 2 surahs are all pairs. Now that conflict between haq and batil, deen haq, and those who oppose it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحَادُّونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Verily those who oppose Allah and His Messenger. يُحَادُّون is from حَدِيد. The same root. حَدْ, حَدِيد. يُحَادُّون, يُحَادِدُون. بَعْدِ مُفَعَلَة. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحَادُّونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Those who oppose, took and nailed Allah and His Messenger. قُبِتُوا كَمَا قُبِتَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. They will be humiliated as were those humiliated who were before them. فَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. And we have already sent down very clear revelations. وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And for these believers, there is going to be a humiliating chastisement. يَوْمَ يَبَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا. On the day when Allah will raise them all together, and then He will tell them what they have been doing. أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ. Allah has kept a record of their deeds. وَنَسُوا, they have forgotten. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٌ. And verily Allah is a witness to everything. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Don't you know that Allah knows whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. مَا يَكُونُ مِنْ نَجْمَا ثَلَاثَةٍ. Now this is the 5th columnist portion of the Muslim Ummah, the Munafiqun. They used to have secret meetings, secret consultations, planning against the Prophet, against the Muslims, going to the Jews, and you know, saying that we will be with you, and so on and so forth. So this secret counseling, Allah knows everything which is in the heavens and the earth. مَا يَكُونُ مِنْ نَجْمَا ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّهُ وَرَابِعُونَ. There is nowhere a secret consultation between 3 of them. But the 4th is Allah. هُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَنَا مَعَكُنْتُ. Wherever you are, He is with you. So you think we are 3? No, you are 4. Allah is there. وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا وَأَصَابِسُهُ. And if we are 5, then Allah is the 6th. وَلَا أَدْنَى مِنْ ذَلِكَ. And no less than that. وَلَا أَكْثَرَ. And not more than that. إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا. But He is with them wherever they are. Now we have this ayat in Surah Al-Hadid. هُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Here only the pronoun has changed. هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا. ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Then on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection, He will tell them what they have been doing. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. Verily, Allah knows everything. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ نُهُوا عَنِ النَّجْوَىٰ. Don't you consider those who were forbidden from these secret counselings? This comes in Surah An-Nisa also. But now these ayat, as I told you, they were revealed in the last period of the Madani days. ثُمَّ يَعُودُونَ لِمَا نَهُوا عَنْهُ. But they are doing what they were prohibited to do. وَيَتَنَاجَوْنَ بِالْإِسْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَالْمَعْصِيَةِ الرَّسُولِ. And they are having secret consultations among themselves for sinning and enmity and disobedience to the messengers. وَإِذَا جَاؤُوكَ حَيَّوْكَ بِمَا لَمْ يُحَيِّكَ بِهِ اللَّهِ. And when they come to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they salute you with Allah has not saluted you. The salutation in Islam is As-salamu alaykum. These munafiqoon, when they used to come, they should say, As-salamu alaykum, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi. As-salam means death. Death to you, O Messenger. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. Omitting the lam in between. If somebody said, what have you said? Oh, I said As-salamu alaykum. What has happened to your ears? Go and get the wax out of your ears. I said, As-salamu alaykum. But this was their method. وَيَقُولُنَا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ لَوْلَا يُعَذِّبُنَا اللَّهُ بِمَا نَقُولُ. And then they say in their hearts, whatever we have said, why is not Allah chastising us? It means he is not the Prophet of Allah. Had he been the Prophet of Allah, we have insulted him. Allah should have chastised us immediately. But he is not doing it. It means he is not. It proves he is not the messenger of Allah. حَسْبُهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ يَسْلَوْنَهَا وَبِيْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. For them, sufficient is the hell. And they will enter it, and it is a very bad and evil destination. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا تَنَاجَيْتُمْ فَلَا تَتَنَاجَوْا بِالْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَمَعْصِيَةِ الرَّسُولِ. O you who believe, if you have ever to consult secretly, your secret consultation should be not for sin or enmity or disobedience of the Rasul, but tanajau bil birri wa taqwa. Do this consultation for virtue and piety. Wa taqullaha alladhi ilayhi tuhsharun. And fear Allah, to whom you will be gathered anyhow. Innama najwa min ash-shaytan. This secret counseling, party within party, Hezbollah, but they have a special group in that Hezbollah. So this is conspiring. Innama najwa min ash-shaytan. This najwa is actually from Satan. لِيَحْزُنْ لَذِينَ آمَنُوا. So those who believe, they should be hurt. وَلَيْسَ بِضَارِّهِمْ شَيْئًا. But he cannot do any harm to them. إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. But with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And verily in Allah should all the believers put their whole trust. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَافْسَحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. O you who believe, when it is said to you, make room in the assemblies. Then do make room. What used to happen, you know, the Muslims have gathered, the prophets there, some consultation on some matters continuing. Now these munafiqeen used to sit in one corner, very close to each other, whispering to each other, so that others shouldn't listen. And you know, when it was said, okay, tafaqqahu fil majalis, open the place between you, why are you so much grouped together? So, for the believers, it was the commandment. Whenever it is said, make room in the assemblies, do make it room. Allah will make room for you. يَفْحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَإِذَا قِلَ الْسُّدُّ فَلْسُّدُّ. And when it is said, stand, you should stand. When it is said, the assembly is dismissed. The parade is dismissed. Now you go. But they used to keep sitting over there. And continuing their, you know, mutual consultations. فَلْسُّدُّ يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah Ta'ala would exalt those of you who believe and those who have been given the knowledge. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. And verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very well knows and is aware of what you are doing. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نَاجَيْتُمُ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ نَجْوَاكُمْ صَدَقَةً. Would you believe, when you have to have a secret meeting with the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these munafiqeen, because they were very wealthy people, to show off that we have a special position, they would say, Ya Rasulullah, I want to say something to you in secrecy. So please give me time. Now, the other congregation thinks that he is very close to the Prophet and Prophet listens to him. So now to put a check, this order came. When we want to have a secret and private meeting with the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَدَّمُوا بَيْنَا يَدَيَا نَجْمَاتُمْ صَدَقَةً. Give alms before your counseling. Give something to the poor before doing this. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَأَطْهَرٌ. This is much better for you and more purer. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. But if you are very poor, you don't have anything, okay? Allah is forgiving and merciful. For the poor, there is no harm. But those rich munafiqs, if they want to have a secret meeting and hearing with the Prophet ﷺ, they should give something in the way of Allah first and then come. Now those people, they love wealth like anything. Now they stopped. Have you become afraid of giving alms between your secret meeting with the Prophet ﷺ? For Islam tafalu, when you didn't do it, وَتَعَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has relented on you. Okay? He is giving the concession. وَتَعَبَ عَلَيْكُمْ فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ. Now at least establish the salah properly. وَعَاتُوا زَكَاةَ. And do pay zakah, definitely. وَعَاتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And obey Allah and His Messenger. وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Verily, surely Allah is aware of what you are doing. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا قَوْمًا غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Have you not considered those who have become friends with those on whom there is wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who are they? The Yahud, مَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. مَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ Yahud, and these munafiqs, they had friendship with the Yahud. They are, in some cases, working agents to Yahud. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا قَوْمًا غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. مَا هُمْ مِنْكُمْ وَلَا مِنْهُمْ. These munafiqs, these hypocrites, are neither from you nor from them. They are sincere to neither you nor them. They are sincere to none. They are not sincere to Allah. They are not sincere to the Messenger of Allah. How can they be sincere to the Jews? But you know, they are after their own gains. وَيَحْنِفُونَ عَلَى الْكَذِبِ. And they take oaths on something which is not true, wrong, and lie. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they know it, knowingly. أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. Allah has prepared for them a very severe chastisement. إِنَّهُمْ سَاءَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Verily, it's very evil what they are doing. لَنْ تُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Neither their riches nor their children will be of any avail for them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They are the devourers of the fire, and they will remain in that forever. يَوْمَ يَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا. When Allah will raise them all, فَيَحْلِفُونَ لَهُ كَمَا يَحْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ. They will swear before Allah also, as they swear before you. وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ. They will be thinking that they are upon something. They have some footing. أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. Behold, surely they are the liars. اِسْتَحْبَضَ عَلَيْهِمُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Satan has gained the control over them. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And he has made them forgetful of Allah's remembrance. أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ الشَّيْطَانِ. They are the party of Shaitan. This party of Shaitan consists of two parts. The kuffar, openly, against Islam, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their agents, hypocrites, among the Muslims. Legally included as Muslims. Ala inna hizba shaitani humul khasirun. Behold, definitely the second party, they will be the losers in the long run. Inna ladina yuhadduna Allah wa rasulahu, ulaika fil azalin. Verily those who oppose and fight Allah and His Messenger, they will be among the most humiliated ones. كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَأَغْلِبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُلِي. Allah has decided and prescribed and written it down. Certainly I and my messengers will be victorious. This is the divine law about messengers, not about prophets. Prophets were killed also, but no messenger of Allah could be killed. We have read this in Surah Al-Saffat. وَلَقَدْ سَبَقَتْ كَلِمَتُنَا لِعِبَادِنَا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. إنهم لهم المنصورون وإن جندنا لهم الغالبون. This decree of ours has already passed, that those of our servants whom we appoint as our messengers, definitely they will be helped, and definitely our army will be victorious. So the same thing comes over here. As I told you, important subjects are discussed in Quran at least at two places. So Surah Saffat, and here it is, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَأَغْلِبَنَّ عَنَا وَرُسُلِي إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is powerful and mighty, and He has all the authority in His hands. لَا تَجِدُ قَوْمًا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. You will not find those people who really believe in Allah and the last day. يُعَدُّونَ مَنْ هَادَّ اللَّهِ. Loving those who oppose Allah wa rasulahu wa his messenger. Walau kanu abahum, although they might be their fathers, aw abnahum, or their sons, aw ikhwanuhum, or their brothers, aw asiratuhum, or their kindred, ulaika kataba fi qulubihim al-iman. They are the people in whose hearts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inscribed and engraved iman. Wayyadahum bi ruhin minhu, and has helped them with a spirit from him. That is Jibreel, the Ruhil Qudus. وَيُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. And he will make them enter and admit them in the gardens underneath which the rivers will be flowing. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. Allah will be pleased with them. وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. And they will be pleased with him. أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ اللَّهِ. They are the party of Allah. Now this is the polarization. On the basis of Allah and His Messenger. People who have belief in Allah and Messenger to this side. Those who don't believe on the other side. Even if He is your father, He is enemy of Allah, you can't love Him, you can't have any relation with Him. Even if He is your brother. وَلَوْ كَانَ أَبَاهُمْ أَبَاهُمْ وَأَبْنَاهُمْ أَوْ إِخْوَانَهُمْ أَوْ أَصِيرَتُهُمْ. Whosoever he might be. This polarization has to be complete so that Hezbollah, it becomes absolutely pure and free. أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ اللَّهِ. Now this word Hezbollah appears in this surah and also in Surah Al-Ma'idah. فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, غَالِبُونَ. The party of Allah will be dominant, will be victorious, will be supreme. And here, أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Verily, the Hezbollah, they are going to be the prosperous and successors. فَلَاهِ is for the hereafter. And غَلَبَة, domination, is in this world. So there are two promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Hezbollah. Number one, in this world, they will be helped, and Allah will give them the victory. فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. This is in Surah Al-Ma'idah. On the Rabbi Hezbollah, أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Verily, the people who belong to the Hizb of Allah, only they are going to succeed. Now let me, because I have 2 minutes, let me give you the hadith. The importance of this jama'ah. There's a hadith. Inni amurukum bi khamsin. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Verily, O Muslims, I command you 5 things. Allahu amarani bihinna. And I'm not doing it on my own. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me to do so. What are those 5 things? Bil jama'ati. Party. You must belong to a party. Was summary, and to listen to the leader of the party. Was taate, and obeying the decisions of the party. Was hijrah, and making hijrah in the way of Allah. Was jihad fi sabilillah. And then you can make jihad fi sabilillah. Jihad fi sabilillah essential. As we read yesterday in Surah Al-Hujurat, if there is no jihad, there is no iman. It's the necessary constituent of iman. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون. Verily the true Muslims are only those who believe in Allah and His Messenger, then doubt not, and then they do jihad in the way of Allah with their belongings and their lives. This jihad, for that you need a party. This party should be a very disciplined party. Sabr ta'at, listen to me. وَعَلِ الْحَارِثِ الْأَشْعَرِيَّ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلُّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِنِّي آمُرُكُمْ بِخَمْسٍ اللَّهُ أَمَرَنِي بِهِنَّا بِالْجَمَعَةِ وَالسَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ وَالْهِجْرَةِ وَالْجِهَادِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. This hadith has been included by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal in his Musnad. Also Imam Tirmidhi in his Jami. And this thing has gone out of our sight and out of our mind. We don't feel something lacking. Are you involved in the struggle of Iqamatuddin or not? If yes, with what group? Which party? If you don't like any party, existing party, go on. You can form a party of your own. All the parties today which are present, they are also, none of them is led by a Nabi. There is no Nabi. No Nabi after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you can have the. You are also not a Nabi? Okay, go ahead. And you can have a party. But without party, La Islama illa bil Jama'ah. This is the saying of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And the saying of the companion of the Masjid is also called Hadith. This is Hadith. And no less a companion than Umar radiallahu ta'ala. The second topmost Sahabi. La Islama illa bil Jama'ah. Wala Jama'ah illa bil Imara. Wala Imara. Illa bil sama'ah, wala sama'ah, illa bil ta'ah. There's no Islam without jama'ah. No jama'ah without amir, imara. No use of having an amir without listening to him. And no use of listening to him if you are not obeying him. May Allah give us the right guidance and give us the correct understanding of our duties as Muslims. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر.